C. Crime fighting through crowdsourcing. Thanks to the extensive reach of the internet, many organizations can solve complex problems by drawing on the knowledge and creativity of the general public. This approach, called crowdsourcing, is now being used to fight crime. For example, after a sports-related riot in Vancouver, Canada, authorities used photographs and videos submitted by local citizens to arrest more than 200 people who had burned cars and damaged local business properties. The approach was highly effective in this case. But law enforcement officials point out that it is not suitable in every situation, as the police can get overwhelmed trying to follow up on all the information they receive. Citizens groups in Central America have also been using crowdsourcing. In Guatemala, where many people are skeptical about the authorities' ability to reduce crime rates, a crowdsourcing website called Alertos has been gaining popularity. Witnesses to crimes anonymously submit the time, nature, and location of illegal activities they observe. From this data, Alertos generates real-time maps that show trouble spots to avoid. However, Alertos contributors are also told on the site that they should report incidents to the police, as Alertos itself cannot investigate crimes or pass on reports to the authorities.
Questions. Number 15. Why is crowdsourcing sometimes viewed as a problem by law enforcement officials? Number 16. What is the aim of the Alertos website?